Well, thanks so much, T, for joining me on NITV Radio for a chat today.
Thank you, Luana. Pleasure.
So this year you'll be joining Dean Witters along with Bo De La Cruz and Bo Champion on the new season of Over the Black Dot. Can you just give us a little bit of an insight into what audiences can expect this season? And I know the show's now moving to 45 minutes, which is really awesome because you'll have more time to discuss the games. But is there anything else that audiences can expect this year?
I think what the audience can capture is that it's a different show compared to your Fox 3, Fox Sports, 360 and other commentary shows. What I like about Over the Black Dot, and probably one of the main reasons why I've stayed on this show, is that we don't bag players or clubs. That's something that brings a lot of controversy and ratings to sports commentary. People love drama, but, I love talking about what the players are doing in a positive realm, especially, our Indigenous players. So I feel like we've got a different way how we target our audience, and the feedback that I do get when I go out into communities from Indigenous and non-Indigenous football fans is that they like the light of the show and that it brings positive feedback for them to listen to,
Yeah, and speaking of positivity and, shining a light on the Indigenous players, you don't just talk about the first grade NRL games, but you also shine a light on grassroots games. Why is that so important to showcase on Over the Black Dot?
I think it's important because, the elite players are community, aren't they? And that's where they came from, was the grassroots. And I think for us as people, that we love talking about our mob and where we come from and how we grew up and the reason why we're so elite and we play at a high standard and under pressure in elite levels, because we get taught that through our community football. And it's so good to see, up and coming young Indigenous athletes coming through and sharing their stories as well. And I feel like that bringing the community feel in, I think not just Indigenous people but non-Indigenous people like it as well, to see, where has this kid come from, what's the product that he's been around, and how do you get through the channels to become an elite player. And it just gives you an insight of, what our top players are, have come through.
Mm. And last year you coached the Yowie's women's team to a Koori knockout grand final win, which was such an exciting game, went into extra time. That must have been such a proud moment for you and the women. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of women's rugby league, and will you also be discussing NRLW on the show this year?
Yeah, well, I'm a big advocate when it comes to women's sports, and there's so much talent out there when it comes to, our sport in rugby league, seeing the women and how they play. I love the way that women play. It reminds me of how I grew up and played. They're not structured. They're not robotic. Very entertaining. And the way they play, and the men's teams can get very boring because they're so structured and robotic and they can't seem to get out of that mindset, whereas the women always absorb information. It's always in detail to what they want, but when they do get it, they understand how to play the game, and I find it exciting. And at the knockout, it was awesome to be a part of it. My dream and my aspirations is never to be a head coach. I feel like that's for a group of people who are very weird, that have got, a different mindset to everyone else. But my job and my role when I came into that team was just to give the girls confidence and belief on, they can do it, because there's such short preparation in it. They get together on the day. Most of the team gets together on the day, and you're trying to set out a game plan for them to win a competition. And it comes down to their faith and belief, and it depends on their characteristics as well. And a lot of the girls had a really good nature and were happy to share the workload. But then, going into the elite side, which is the WNRL season, we've got Bo De La Cruz, the dual international. She's got really good eye on things, and Dean Witters, being an ex-NRL, WNRL coach for Parramatta, and for me, like, I enjoy watching that, especially the last couple of years. I was involved with the Newcastle Knights, with the back five, consulting under Ronnie Griffiths. You know, I do keep up and watch what the girls are doing, and I feel like they've got a really big season this year, but it's going to be exciting for the game.
Yeah, and speaking of exciting, this weekend is a big one with the NRL opening round in Las Vegas for the first time. What do you think this means for the game, getting to play in the US and in the same stadium as the Super Bowl a few weeks ago? What do you think this means for the NRL?
Well, I think it's a big left hook to the rugby union world, because I lived over in America for a couple of years and I did play professionally over there for a year, and a lot of the colleges have built sevens and 15 systems within the rugby realm outside of the college football. So for the NRL to come in big and strong and actually being able to host an event to get so much attraction from NFL and UFC, and playing on a big arena where the Las Vegas Raiders are, an NFL team, and you know, it's a place where everyone goes for big conferences. There's like massive events there, so the city, you know, once you go in there, it doesn't sleep. So for the NRL to go over, it's a massive achievement for Australian sport, but I also feel like, you know, they've jabbed rugby union in the face, and you know, I feel like the NRL can show a really good product in contact sports. It's a basic game, it's a flowing game, and it's something that I think that the USA fans or the American fans will understand it, because they are fans of the sevens football, which is a flowing game, and I think they'll get to understand our game as well.
Yeah, and for the first time, Over the Black Dot will present the 2024 UK Super League rugby season and highlights and updates on the show. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? And I also believe some of the matches will be shown on NITV each week as well, which is really huge.
Yeah, well, it's good that we're bringing in the Super League. A lot of players that are at the back end of the years, or, you know, they're really good players and they're just getting pushed out because of the salary cap. You know, it's a good net for them to either resurrect their career or finish their career off in a higher level. It's a different kind of game to the NRL. It's not as defensive as how the NRL has it, which the NRL are trying to change through the rules. But you see an exciting type of brand of footy, and I feel like that some players that are restricted here through structure can go over there and play the way that they've been brought up to play, which is, you know, that open kind of style football, eyes up football, play what you see. I think that gets encouraged over in the Super League, which makes it entertaining. And, you know, there are, you know, a few Indigenous players. I think recently in the World Club Challenge, Bevan French, who played for the Parramatta Eels, played really well for the Wigan Warriors against the Penrith Panthers, winning the World Club Challenge. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think, yeah, it's something that the fans rarely see, and it's really good that NITV are going to be showcasing that as well.
And finally, what are your predictions for the two teams who you think will be in the grand final this year, or any teams to look out for this year?
The Penrith Panthers are so hard. Like, they're just in a dominating era. I can't see anyone beating them at the moment. They're just looking so good. And the thing about the Penrith Panthers is it's a young team, and they've signed them for a long time, and, you know, they've done a three-peat already, and they're still young. The oldest player in the team, I think, is 28, which is Isaiah Yeo. The rest are in their early 20s. So for a team that are Western Sydney-based boys that have played with each other for a long time, they've got that relationship, they know what works for them, and it seems that they hit another gear when they play the good teams, and even the good teams can't keep up with them, as you've seen last year in the finals. But if it's not the Penrith Panthers again this year, you know, the Brisbane Broncos are looking really good. I think that they can give it a good crack. And, yeah, they'll probably be my two teams for this year to predict.
Yeah, nice. Well, me personally, I'll be going for the Bunnies. That's my team. And, yeah, my pop always looks forward to watching the games every weekend. So hopefully they can get a win for him. But thanks so much, T, for joining me on the show today. And all the best for the show this year. I'm really looking forward to tuning in.
Yeah, thank you, Luana, and thanks for your time. Appreciate it.